Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on December 4 regarding William Scobar, S-C-O-B-A-R. I have been informed that William Scobar claimed to have been injured at work on 8-5-21. Paired medical records show he was seen by Dr. Gehrmann, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N, on 9-1-21. Paired related on 8-5-21, he slipped and fell and had a valgus-type injury to his knee. Paired had subsequently been working but had pain and dysfunction in that extremity. Paired, he had been wrapping his leg with an ace bandage and using Bengay and Salon pus. Paired, he felt the knee was slightly less stable than the other side. Paired, he was having co-workers help him with heavier things such as changing tires. Paired, upon exam, there was an effusion at the knee. Pretty could contract his quad and actively straight leg raise with no extensor leg, but he does have pain with this. Pretty is very tender medially, particularly along the course of the medial collateral ligament. Pretty does have a valgus knee, and he is passively correctable to neutral. But there was obvious quad atrophy in his leg, but no abrasions or lacerations. Pretty there was significant patellofemoral crepitus with range of motion, but no laxity to anterior-posterior pressure. Period. There was discomfort with patellar compression and inhibition testing. Period. Weight-bearing x-rays showed fairly advanced osteoarthritis in the knee, most pronounced in the lateral compartment, which is providing his valgus deformity. Period. Dr. Gehrmann offered a diagnostic impression of valgus stress and medial collateral ligament injury on a pre-existing arthritic knee. Pretty placed Mr. Scobar in a hinged knee brace and referred him to physical therapy. Period. He did have a physical therapy assessment on 9/13/21. Period. They set goals for this anticipated treatment. Period. At the first visit with Dr. Gehrmann, he allowed him to continue working light duty with a maximum of 40 pounds lifting restriction. Period. He followed up on 9/29/21 and had been working with significant pain. Period. The brace he was wearing did not fit him quite well. Period. He asserted that the physical therapy facility was using dirty bandages and equipment, so he did not want to stay or go back after that first visit. Period. Dr. Gehrmann monitored his progress closely over the next several months. Period. On 12/1/21, he instilled a supports injection. Period. The diagnosis was degenerative joint disease aggravated by his accident on 8/5/21. Period. X-ray showed significant lateral compartment degenerative joint disease. Period. A second supports injection was given on 12/8/21. Period. He returned on 1/12/22, relating he had some pain after the last injection for a week or so, but he was using lidocaine patches somebody had given him and they seemed to help. Period, he was wearing a knee sleeve but did not have any real instability. Scratch that, but did not have any real stability from that particular brace. But he has been able to work, but his knee is still somewhat painful for him. Period. Dr. Gehrmann prescribed lidocaine patches and a custom unloader brace that would address his arthritic pain. Period. Rather than have a knee replacement, he thought getting the unloader brace would definitely improve his situation at work and help him perform better and have less pain. Period. Mr. Scobar continued to see Dr. Gehrman through 8/25/22. Purdy had been using an unloaded brace. Purdy had therapy that seemed to help him and was also using lidocaine patches. Purdy ambulated with an antalgic gait and had a mild effusion. Purdy's range of motion was essentially from a few degrees shy of full extension to 125 degrees of flexion. Purdy had habeas crepitus and lateral joint line pain. Dr. Gehrman's final assessment was chronic right knee degenerative joint disease, which is functional and is essentially improved at that time. Purdy advised Mrs. Scobar to continue with home exercises. Purdy was deemed to have breech maximum medical improvement. There was not really much else they could do for him related to this condition. He can continue to work without restrictions. Findings and conclusions. On 8/5/21, William Scobar injured his left knee at work when he slipped and fell. He was seen by Dr. Gehrman beginning 9/1/21. X-rays quickly showed fairly advanced osteoarthritis of the knee. Purdy initiated Mrs. Scobar in a brace and on medication. He followed up and was referred for physical therapy. Purdy was dissatisfied with the first facility and transferred to another. Dr. Gehrman performed two viscosupplementation injections to the knee. He also switched Mr. Scobar to an unloader brace. As of the last physical exam on 8/25/22, he still had an antalgic gait and a mild effusion. Good range of motion was minimally reduced. However, he was allowed to continue working without restrictions, speaking to his high functionality. He was discussing retirement, and at this point, there was really not much else they could do for him related to this condition. New paragraph, I'll rate this case for a diagnosis of degenerative osteoarthritis. With an aggravation due to the work injury. Obviously, the arthritis was pre-existing and evidently quite advanced. This would comport with his age of 66 years old. And underline this on a note of 12/15/21. He wrote a third Suparts injection was given on 1/12, was given on that date, 12/15/21. No MRI or CAT scan was done to check for ligamentous or meniscal damage. And that is the end.